Hey guys, it's Stacy
and Katie,
and you're listening to the latest episode of Mothers Who Kill. Hey y'all.
Hi.
So we just want to apologize for the very unintended hiatus. Unfortunately, personal life has gotten in the way of recording.
Another I'm sorry.
We promise, well, we're not going to promise that it won't happen again. We're going to try our best to keep episodes more regular, I guess we can say.
Try.
Like I said, there's some personal issues I've got going on right now that might prevent every week episodes. But we'll try to at least get out to a month.
We'll get there.
I mean, we'll eventually get back to the once a week episodes or whatever. Okay, Katie, who do you have for us today?
Today we have Michelle Kehoe.
Oh, crazy bitch. Okay.
And which one did we decide on, the TikTok?
Oh, and I'm sure if you guys are on TikTok and on True Crime TikTok, you have seen Christina Rivers around. We're going to discuss her on the second half of this episode. Let's just say this one's got us a little fired up.
Yeah, and you'll see why.
All right, Katie, you ready to get started?
Let's do it. Michelle Kehoe, 48 years old, born in Buchanan County, Iowa, was found guilty of murdering her 2-year-old son, Seth, in October of 2008. She attempted to kill both of her sons, but her oldest son, Sean, survived and lived to tell his version of the hell he went through in his own words in court.
Michelle struggled with severe depression and psychosis for years, making multiple suicide attempts and murder attempts. Her first attempt at killing herself, she drank Heath and inhaled carbon monoxide. On one attempt, she went so far as to check herself into a seedy motel and proceed to cut an artery to make herself bleed to death.
Growing up, Kehoe's parents were both alcoholics. They separated when she was 4, and her father died when she was just 6 years old. Between the 2nd and 7th grade, she was also the victim of rape and incest by her stepfather's friend and nephew. She broke down and told her mother, and she sent Michelle to live with an aunt, where she appeared to adjust well to her new life. But that was short-lived, and she had her first bout of depression in the fall of 96 when she started taking her first antidepressant. Her on-and-off-again therapy also included 44 electroshock therapy.
That you were out of control because your stepfather was in control and committed these acts, not you.
That has always been, since that morning that I woke up in that state of psychosis, that has always been. I have been in periods where my mental health has not been well enough that I've been able to express it. As I have grown healthier and healthier, I have been able to better put it into words.
Michelle gave birth to her oldest son, Sean, in 2001, and after suffering multiple miscarriages, she gave birth to son Seth in 2006. The first time Michelle attempted suicide and murder, she swerved her car off into the Iowa River. 4 men witnessed the accident and pulled Michelle and the boys to safety. The public held these 4 men as heroes.
From July to October of 2008, Kehoe was riddled with depression. She convinced herself that suicide for her was the only way out. She struggled with the thought of passing her thoughts and depression on to her sons, so she decided that they would be better off dead with her. She started plotting to kill herself and her 2 sons months before the last and final attempt was made, even going as far as writing out a suicide letter detailing her plans and attempts.
On October 26, 2008, Michelle's final attempt at murder-suicide was somewhat successful. Michelle was traveling to see family with the boys when her husband was alerted that they never showed. He immediately reported Michelle and the boys missing. Meanwhile, officials say that an injured Michelle went to a nearby residence to get help and told them that her sons were in danger.
The 2 boys and family van were found in an area the locals call Hook and Liner Pond. The Buchanan County officials said that the van was pulled off the road near the water. When officials arrived at the scene, they found Seth with duct tape to his eyes, mouth, and ears dead outside the van, while a terrified Sean was found inside the van. A member of the Seth Fire Department said that they didn't even check the body of Seth, that it was obvious what Keo had done. Michelle and Sean were rushed to the hospital for treatment on their injuries.
Did Mom do anything else to you? Did she do anything with cover your eyes or anything? How'd she do that?
I put duct tape over my eyes and my nose and my mouth.
Several pieces of it or just one?
Several pieces.
Several pieces? Did you have to pull those off, or did somebody else?
I pulled them off.
Okay. And when you pulled them off, was Mom still there, or was she gone?
She was hurting my baby brother.
She was hurting your baby brother? Did you try to talk to Mom, or did you just, what?
I just snuck into the van and locked the doors.
You hopped in the van and locked the doors? So she had you outside when she was hurting you?
Yeah.
Okay. Where were the keys at in the van?
She had them.
So we're not really going to go into the details of the trial, just due to the graphic nature of Seth's death, the autopsy results.
It's brutal.
You guys can look it up for yourselves if you want to. We just are not in the habit of describing...
Redescribing what happened in a trauma.
Thank you. I got lost on that. Okay, so Michelle was sentenced on December 15th, 2009, to life in prison without parole. The judge also gave her an additional 25 years for the attack on Sean and another 10 years for the child endangerment for the injuries to Sean.
District Court in and for Buchanan County, State of Iowa, plaintiff versus Michelle Lynn Kehoe, defendant. Case number FECR075435, verdict form count 1. We, the jury, find the defendant guilty of murder in the first degree, dated November 5, 2009, by Anthony L. Buter, presiding juror. Verdict form count 2. We, the jury, find the defendant guilty of attempt to commit murder, dated November 5, 2009, Anthony L. Buter, presiding juror. Verdict form, count 3. We, the jury, find the defendant guilty of child endangerment resulting in serious injury, dated November 5, 2009, Anthony L. Buter, presiding juror. Are these the verdicts of the jury?
Even after... she was found guilty of killing Seth, her husband begged and pleaded with the judge to let her see Sean, which he denied, obviously.
Denied hard.
Lost. Not only has Sean lost a brother, but he has also lost his mother. I have lost my wife and my best friend. But we do need to remember that this incident is a result of profound mental illness.
Jean also asked.
So, let me just put this out there. If one of my children's fathers were convicted of killing one of their children, I would not beg the judge to allow them to see my child.
It also makes me kind of wonder what his angle is or if he had anything to do.
Right.
With any attempts.
We're saying this simply because we know of 3 attempts that she made.
At least three
at murder-suicide. The last one, you know, resulted, unfortunately, in the death of Seth. I mean, it's your 2-year-old son, and he was brutally murdered. You want your other child who witnessed this attack and who was also attacked to relive that moment every single time
he sees his mother.
Exactly. It's not safe for the child in any shape, form, or fashion. And what does that say about you as a father? You want to put your child in that situation?
Not only put his child in that situation, but Michelle Kehoe claims to this day that if she got help with her mental state and if somebody had listened to her, she wouldn't have done that. So why would they even put that boy through that when he could develop mental issues himself?
Exactly. I mean, and the husband, did he know about Michelle's mental health issues? I mean, obviously he did, because she attempted suicide and murder 3 times at least.
And left a note with at least one detailing what she was doing.
Right. So would you not take the steps to protect your child? This reminds me of Rusty Yates.
Yes.
Rusty did not take any preventative steps to help Andrea. I mean, he did, but he didn't. In a way, he was told not to leave his children alone with her, yet he left his children alone with her.
And they had more kids.
And they had more kids.
It's not like she was, she didn't show any signs with the first one.
It just makes zero sense to me that you're going to let your child or children grow up in this atmosphere. I mean, if my, heaven forbid, if I had another child, I would seriously hope that if I had attempted murder-suicide 3 times, that child would be yanked away from me in a heartbeat.
But it makes me question if she's the one that asked for a visitation, if she even wanted visitation, because I don't hear anything.
Maybe he just thought it would be best for Sean to continue to see his mother even after she tried to kill him. It just...
And he actually had the balls to ask for a hug as she was leaving the courtroom that day.
And the judge said no. We also know that she attempted a new trial in 2017, but she was denied. So that's the last we've heard of Michelle Kehoe as of right now. We just know she's sitting in jail.
Where she belongs.
Where she belongs. All right, Katie. So our next case we're going to cover today is Miss Christina Lynn Rivers from Louisiana.
We found this one, this little gem on TikTok.
Like we said earlier, if you guys frequent TikTok, I'm sure you've seen her videos. All of her videos, almost all of her videos have the comments turned off. So I'm just going to jump right in. And okay, so on June 16th of 2017, Christina Rivers left her 2-year-old son Mason unattended in their living room while she showered. When she returned to the living room, she discovered that he was missing. Instead of immediately calling for help, she asked a neighbor to help her search for Mason. After a few hours, she finally reported him missing. However, the cops say a neighbor reported seeing Mason walking by himself around 10:30 a.m. in the yard of a home that sat in front of the Rivers' home.
Mason was found floating in a neighbor's jacuzzi, wearing nothing but a diaper. He was supposedly familiar with the home where the jacuzzi was located, often visiting, going to the door and knocking to be let in. However, the family was out of town the day he drowned. An autopsy indicated that Mason had been dead approximately 1 hour before being found.
A toxicology report revealed that Mason had methamphetamine in his system at the time of his death. We are unsure if he was exposed by secondhand smoke or if he had ingested the drug directly. Christina had 320 milliliters of methamphetamine and 100 milliliters of amphetamines in her system. Those amounts equate to long-term drug use. So we know that she was possibly high at the time of Mason's death.
Not possibly. She was high as a kite.
Yeah. Christina was charged with second-degree murder and indicted on the charge by a grand jury in August of 2017. The indictment concluded that she showed gross negligence in the parental supervision her son received. A judge set her bond at $50,000. Christina was allowed to plead guilty to the lesser charge of negligent homicide she pleaded to that charge on November 12th of 2018 and served less than 2 years in prison.
2 years.
And was released in 2019.
$50,000 blows my mind.
I mean, if she was released in 2019 and sentenced in 2018, she spent less than a year in prison.
Less than a year. Probably released on good behavior.
I mean, good behavior for murder of your child? Well, I'm sorry, negligent homicide of your child?
Murder.
It's murder
child.
Because...
Murder.
If you have a 2-year-old child, if you're going to leave them alone while you shower...
Don't you lock the doors before you get in that shower?
Automatically. And as a mother myself, I never left either one of my children unattended at 2 years old. I waited until they napped to shower.
That would be the sensible thing to do.
However, of course, we know she was on drugs, so she wasn't in her right mind.
High as a kite.
We do know via her TikToks that she has a new infant son
that looks just like the kid that passed.
He looks just like Mason. She posts videos with him regularly.
It's utterly disgusting that this person even had.
How is she allowed to have another child? I'm sorry, but if you lose a child due to your own negligence, you shouldn't be allowed to have another child.
Nope.
Period. I mean, I guess everybody deserves a second chance, but when it comes to murder, absolutely not. When it comes to the death of a child, no, absolutely not.
Especially the only thing that got her out of doing hard time was that she took a plea deal and didn't do anything.
I mean, and I don't know if she feels guilty or she doesn't feel guilty.
The way she even acts on TikTok is mind-blowing.
It's ridiculous. There was a video. It's viral by now. I'm sure you guys can look it up. She is in the backseat of a moving vehicle showing how to unbuckle a child from a car seat with some kind of device because she got her nails done and didn't want to ruin them.
Also makes me wonder where she's getting all this money from.
I mean, you could have demonstrated this in your home.
In your driveway.
In not a moving vehicle. Putting your new child in danger as well. I mean, how is this not...
Repeated negligence.
Repeated negligence, yes. All right, guys, so... We have a discussion page on Facebook, Mothers Who Kill Discussion Group. If you guys would like to
discuss
either one of these cases, feel free to reach out to us. We can start a discussion thread.
And we are going to post it on Twitter, too, because we would like to see your opinions on this girl.
You guys can find us on Twitter. It's Mothers Who Kill, or at Mothers Who Kill. And, of course, on Facebook, it's Mothers Who Kill Discussion Group or Mothers Who Kill Podcast. Once again, we want to apologize for the extended hiatus, unintentional.
You'll probably hear this in the next episode too, so just be ready for a repeat.
And as always, if you guys have a case you would like for us to cover, give us a shout out on social media or send us an email at motherswhokill@gmail.com. And thank you guys for joining us once again.
Thank you. Have a great week.
Have a wonderful week. And hopefully we'll see you guys again soon.
Bye.
Bye.